I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. There's a new show being staged starting April 2nd and running until the 12th at the Little Mountain Gallery here in Vancouver. It's called Inside Out, a Prison Memoir. The actor Patrick Keating, who wrote and performs the show, joins me now to talk about this show that looks at his experiences within the justice system in Canada. He spent something like 10 years in prison, and as we'll hear shortly, talks honestly and engagingly about why he was imprisoned and what he's come out of prison with. I'll ask him about his memories of what led him to drugs and crime, and his memories within prison and what led him out. I'll be interested to know about how and when he found the theater, and how, for some two decades later, he's become a part of the theatrical community here and elsewhere. You might have seen him in a recent production of Urinetown. Tickets for the show can be had at brownpapertickets.com. Visit mainstreettheatre.ca for information on the show. The show is produced in association with New World Theatre, Main Street Theatre, and Urban Crawl. The production is directed and dramaturged by Stephen Malloy. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Patrick Keating. Mr. Keating, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Pretty good yourself.
I'm doing wonderful.
So I understand that you wrote this about 3 years ago, is that right?
Yeah. It started with, I was working with this group, Main Street Theater, and they're, I'm getting on in years, and they're a bit younger than me. And so we'd go out after, you know, and maybe have a beer or coffee, and I'd start. You know, they'd ask me about my life and that, and we were just getting to know each other. And I told them about, I usually didn't tell people about my past because I was worried that I would be, that they would judge me and that it would, you know, that I would be sort of ostracized from the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, but these guys, they made me feel very comfortable, right? And so I'd, you know, tell them a couple of stories, and they'd say, man, you got to write this stuff down. And, you know, I said, yeah, sure. And then eventually they said, okay, look, you write it down, and we'll do a fundraiser. And I thought, oh, okay, fair enough. So that started it, and I did a fundraiser, and I guess about, have you ever been to Little Mountain Gallery?
No, I've walked by it a few times. I'm at Fraser and King Edward, and I'm on Main a lot. And, you know, wonderful restaurants all up and down the street there, and shops, of course. And I've walked past it, and it's, you wouldn't notice it. I mean, I've noticed it before, but no, I've never been inside.
Mm. Yeah, it holds, it's quite a small little gallery. And I guess it holds probably about 50 people, and we crammed about, I guess about 70 people crammed into the place and for the fundraiser, and it was, I got so much support from people that I really admired, that were writers and people in the theater community, and so I sent away with support from people, letters that they wrote. I got a small grant to develop and to workshop my idea, and so. That led to another public reading, and so now I decided that I'm going to produce it and put it up and see what happens.
So what has happened since your time out of prison to today? Mm-hmm. I mean, in between both of those times, you didn't really want to talk about your time in prison, yet now you're doing a show about it.
Yeah. Well, there comes a time when, you know, or there came a time when I just thought, well, look, you know, if people haven't hired me by now, they're not gonna. I've been around for 20 years, and I hope I've put forward somebody who is stable and honest and is trustworthy, and so I really don't care that much, and not that I don't care, but I think if people do judge me and take it wrong after already known me for this amount of time, well, then that's on them. That's their problem,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so in this show, do you go through the whole story? Do you say why you were in prison? What led you to prison?
Yeah. I go through. I mean, it isn't really a chronological, it's not set out chronologically. But I do mention, growing up in Montreal, and my time in school,
mm-hmm.
and getting into drugs, and a life of crime, and going into juvenile detention, and then eventually to the penitentiary, and in Quebec, mm-hmm. and then being. How I got to BC, I was transferred out here during the first Quebec referendum. 1980, yes. There was a... I came back to the range, which is where all the cells are, and there was a bulletin put up saying, any Anglophone wanting a transfer out of province, say where you want to go.
Hmm.
And so I was writing to a woman who lived in British Columbia, and I was sort of joking about it, saying, wow, they really want the English out of here. because they, fair enough, I mean, they didn't really know what would happen in Quebec if it did separate. I was in a federal institution.
Right.
So what would happen with people, right? And so I wrote to her and sort of joked about it, and she said, well, why don't you come out here? And so I thought about it, and I signed up.
And once you were here, was that where you got interested in the theater, or had you been interested?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I came, I'd never seen a play, nothing. I knew what theater was, but I'd never been to one. I had... In school, I'd seen, plays of Shakespeare, but I left school in grade 9, right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't really, most people, I guess, get into it, Shakespeare and all that at a later time, but I remember my older siblings, I remember them having a record of Hamlet,
mm-hmm.
right? Or, no, Macbeth. And I remember me listening to it because it was I was quite young, and I remember the witches and all that. Right? So when I came out to British Columbia, at that time they offered university courses. The University of Victoria was giving courses in Matsqui Penitentiary, and one of the courses, a theater course, and so a lot of the guys, I had was just new, Matsqui. I didn't really, I haven't been through the BC system, and a lot of the guys really wanted it, wanted to have this course, and the more people that sign up, then that course would be offered.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so I signed up, and I thought it was we were just going to read and, look at a play, something, right? And the guy came in and he introduced himself. His name was Richard Payne. And he brought in a play that he had adapted, and it was a clown show, a clown piece of a play called Ubu Roi, which was written by a guy, Alf Jarry, in the late 1800s. And so... he started to teach us about clown and all the rest of it, right? And I didn't really know what was going on, right? This is like totally foreign to me,
mm-hmm.
With theater and everything. And it took me a while, because inside you're very guarded. You don't want to make a fool of yourself, or a seemingly fool of yourself, because you have to have that... exterior facade, of that, no, there's no emotion here, I'm not. Because if people see inside, if people see that you are weak, you can be, you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not a very large man. I'm quite small. So I do everything I can to keep that facade going. But eventually, like, learning about it and him teaching us, you know, different movements and how to release our emotions, I became quite fascinated with it. And there was a group that came up to the institution and saw the play that we did. And they brought up a play that they were producing. And it was called Happy Days. And it's a Beckett, Samuel Beckett play. And the first act, the woman up to her waist in sand. And the second act, she's up to her neck in sand. And a bell rings to signal the beginning of the day. And I thought, my God, this is my life.
Hmm.
And it just, it really affected me. So I just kept on trying to find out as much as I could about this thing, theater. And the people that brought up the play, they said, you know, look, if anybody wants a push in the right direction when they get out, give us a call. And so within about 6 months or so, I called them. And yeah, I started just hanging around and being like a sponge, just absorbing as much information that I could. I helped, you know, I just painted sets in the back, and I did whatever they needed, you know.
Mm.
And then I went back to Simon Fraser University, and then I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts majoring in theater, and then I started my career.
So it's been a rather fruitful career here in this part of the world. I mean, you've done film, television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And listening to you, you're obviously, it's something that you had to do.
Yes.
And it seems to fulfill this search for community that I think, from what I've read of you, that you've had throughout your life, whether it was finding a community, say, in the crime culture,
mm-hmm.
finding a community in prison. You found your community in the theater, haven't you?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. The theater community, you know, really, they're quite, there's not a lot of judgment that goes on. And they did really open their arms. And I feel that I have quite a few people that I can call actual friends and not just acquaintances.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. It's been good to me.
So when you look back at the choices that one makes in youth and squares it where with who they are today, looking at say, the consequences, looking at having served time, and now talking about it on stage, as you will be shortly, did you think you come out of all of this with some wisdom that you didn't know before?
Oh, I hope so.
And what is it that you want to impart on the audience?
Well, I mean, I think that it is that search for community, and it stems from family, I think. So, if you stay close or to your family, and the community that's around you, and don't. Unfortunately, people that don't have that, you know, then they start searching elsewhere, and they start, and it's very seductive to get into a life of crime, because people bring you in and say, yes, we're your family, but they're not. You know, in a heartbeat, they will they'll get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real. There is all these things about, you know, loyalty and death before dishonor and all this stuff, but it's for 98% of the people, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I guess that's what it would be.
Yeah, and so having spent this time thinking about the time inside and outside, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the name of the show, do you find that you understand the past a little bit better? And I'm curious to know, it seems to me, I mean, having talked to you now for these past few minutes, so that you've made peace with a lot of your past, and that's why you're able to do a show like this now.
Yes. I mean, I know I'm able to, to look back and to admit that, these things I did, and I can't run away from them, you know. And I remember when I was in the theater, theater up at Simon Fraser, and I was walking with a voice teacher. It was dark outside, and her car was in the parking lot, and so I offered to walk her to her car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was walking. She said that the teachers knew, because when I went to Simon Fraser, I was living in a halfway house, and, you know, the teachers had to be informed and all that stuff. But I didn't tell anybody else. And she said, you know, why are you so guarded with your past, you know? And I tried to explain it a little bit, but I was just scared of letting people know. And she said, you know, as long as you use your past with honor, then it should be all, it should be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that always sort of stuck with me, and I guess that's what I'm trying to do.
We're talking a couple of weeks before the show starts, so you're in the process of rehearsal now, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
What's that like? Because, I mean, this is your life, this is a show that you've written. Did you find, as you rehearse it with your director and others, that it's changing, and it'll change before, say, the 2nd of April?
It probably will, to a certain degree. I mean, it comes, over the couple of years, I have changed it quite a bit with the help of Stephen Malloy, the dramaturge and director. Because I'd be talking, and he would ask different questions, and I would tell him these stories or my thoughts, and then we would hit on, you know, oh, okay, well, this story would be better than that story to illustrate this point or whatever, you know. And so yes, it does keep on changing and evolving.
And
it probably will continue to, but, you know, there comes a point when you have to go, okay, we have to stop this. You know, this is the script, and this is what we're going in with, and yeah.
And
I think that's about now.
you mentioned earlier, Patrick, the Little Mountain Gallery. Is that the home base for Main Street Theater?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we've done all our shows, and
there's been a lot of stuff. I haven't been there, as I've said, but there's been a lot of stuff that's come out of there, that's run there. That's been pretty good. I mean, I've been reading the reviews of, obviously, of shows that you all have done before.
Yeah.
And it's
great. It's a nice little space, and Ryan Beal sort of manages and runs it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, he's starting to bring in a lot of comedy, too, you know, and sort of balance that theater and comedy with that space, right?
What have we seen you in recently?
Well, the last show I was in was Urinetown.
I see.
The Fire Hall. And before that, I was at the East Cultural Center and did a show with Rumble Theater called Penelope.
And I mean, I have a lot of you folks from the theatrical community on from time to time, and it really is a vibrant, and for you, a deeply personal and enjoyable community to be around. Is it?
It is. It is. They're like like I said, they're a wonderful group of people, and they're very welcoming. The thing that I really like about them is they're not, you know, when new people come in, you know, from school all over, and they're trying to get into the community and trying to make a name for themselves, people embrace them and bring them in. They don't, they're not scared of them and saying, oh, well, this person is going to take my job, or they're going to push me out of the way, or, you know, they really embrace them and are happy that people are bringing new ideas, new visions. Yeah. It feeds everybody. And that's very rare, I find.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing your show. It sounds like a fascinating piece, and I've enjoyed talking to you today, Patrick. Break a leg, as they say.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Joe. Hope you come out and see it.
Indeed. The websites for tickets, brownpapertickets.com, and then, of course, if you want more information on the company and the show, mainstreettheater.ca. The show's called Inside Out, a prison memoir. It runs from April 2nd to the 12th at the Little Mountain Gallery, 197 East 26th Avenue. Patrick Keating, who writes and performs this show, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunton.